This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, October 16th. Well, the stock market had a strong start today. It's starting to fizzle a bit. I do want you to know that the VIX volatility is down. That normally gets a lot of investors pretty excited. The other thing that's interesting right now is bond yields are rising. So it's very unusual for the stock market to have such a strong opening when bond yields are going higher. But we are in the midst of very good earnings, okay? And the average tech stock's earnings are supposed to be up 34% annually this quarter. And the techs will be announcing soon, and they are the market leaders. They account for about 27% of the S&P 500, at least the top eight do, okay? So fascinating times we're in. The main thing is tomorrow we're going to get retail sales. I expect the number to be decent, mainly because everybody spends so much money on gasoline, because the prices of the pump are so high. But we want to see where consumers are spending money outside of the gas station. They're still spending on services, or if they're starting to cut back a bit. Now, the other thing that's going on is obviously the tension in the world is extremely high, okay? And the fact that the United States has sent a second aircraft carrier into the Eastern Mediterranean, basically as a sign of support to Israel, and apparently we're ready to help Israel if they want the help. You know, they got missiles coming in from various fronts. It's pretty acute right now. And this is going to become very, very interesting. Right now, our deficit is just shy of 6% of GDP. If defense spending has to go up, because we have to fund two wars now instead of just one, we might be pushing 8% of GDP. That is intolerable, okay? Absolutely intolerable. And that will be part of the political narrative next year. Just how much do we spend? Now, you got to realize our budget deficit is mostly transfer payments because of Medicare, Social Security, things like that. So there's very, very few places to cut. So it's going to be very interesting, the political narrative next year. In the meantime, the Philadelphia Fed president, Mr. Hawker, came out and said that unemployment should be rising above 4% soon and could hit 4.5% next year. He implied that the Fed is going to hold rates high and that that's a normal level of employment, although, you know, we're at 3.7 now, so maybe we don't think that's normal. But the main comment I have right now is that the Fed does not want to be part of our political debate, okay? They are part of the problem, okay? They do not want to be debated politically. I think they'll be cutting rates next year. The December rate cut is off the table now because of the lackluster inflation news last week. But I do think they will have to be cutting rates next year to try to take some heat off of them. But obviously, if you're Joe Biden and you go in and the next year and unemployment's rising and you got this raging inflation and it's not a good thing. So people are not happy. So this is going to become very, very interesting. In the meantime, I do want to reassure everybody that not only are earnings good this quarter, they'll be spectacular in the fourth, first, and second quarter. And a lot of that has to do with energy. Energy's earnings that are going to be coming out, they'll be our companies will be beating estimates, but the year-over-year comparisons will not look that good. However, once we get to the fourth, first, and second quarter, the year-over-year earnings will be spectacular, okay? And that'll help lift the markets, compress price-earnings ratios, etc. So it's an interesting time we're in. All I can tell you, folks, is there's a lot of uncertainty out there, a lot of wild cards out there. But unfortunately, wars are good for the stock market. The defense companies are big, okay? And they'll probably be profiting from this mess that we're in right now. And the whole world's in right now because there's all this tension about what's going to happen in the Middle East. That's going to keep energy prices high for us, so that's good. As far as I'm concerned, your best defense remains a strong offense of fundamentally superior stocks. I do expect bond yields to fall sometime next year when we get the inflation break. You know, when bond yields are rising, it's tough to buy bonds because you get a capital loss. But as soon as those interest rates roll over and start to decline, you get a capital gain. So I think you'll see a lot of buying pressure in bonds once everybody's convinced that rates are falling, okay? The other thing to watch is later this month, we're going to have an election in Argentina. The candidate, the leading candidate, a guy that looks like Elvis, he's a musician, he's a very talented fellow. If he wins, as the polls predict, he wants to peg the Argentina peso to the U.S. dollar, okay? That would be an interesting development, okay? And but there are countries like, you know, Venezuela that now rely on the U.S. dollar because their currency became worthless. So it's going to be fascinating to see that. That could have some profound consequences for the United States. Also, I do want to mention that the tech earnings that will be coming out on average for the 8 biggest tech companies is supposed to be up 34% on average. Obviously, NVIDIA is going to be leading that. So we're going to have a lot of firepower here in the next few weeks. So hang on, enjoy the ride. I'll talk to you tomorrow after the retail sales report. It's Louis Navalier.